This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 373, the simplest strategy for matching sentence halves. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we explain the step-by-step strategy for managing one of the most difficult IELTS reading questions, matching sentence halves.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastically. Yeah. I'm doing great. Yeah, looking forward to having a dinner at a friend's house, a little play date dinner.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, super fun. So the moms get to like chat and the kids get to go crazy with the toys.
That's fantastic. Excellent. I like that. I'm planning a trip to Nashville in a couple of weeks. So I'm getting ready for that. Yeah, just like a weekend, like a long weekend.
Cool.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, Nashville.
I've always wanted to go to Nashville. You went through there on your road trip, didn't
you? Yeah, I did. I did. And this time it's not about interviewing anyone. I'm just going with my friend, Guy, and we're just going to, you know, just drink some beers and dance to country music, I guess. I don't know. We're not even country music fans. We want to get out of New England.
Right? Yeah, especially now that it's winter. But I think, like, what I hear about Nashville, it isn't just country music. Like,
yes.
The country music I don't like is the poppy country stuff on the radio. Like, that's just, I hate that stuff. But there's, like, really sort of, like, bluegrassy country or, like, old folk country or, like, Appalachian folk. Like, there's all these different roots of country music that I think are presented in Nashville. I think you are hearing some really awesome music.
Yeah, there's a real music culture there. So we know that for sure. I mean, people respect music. They play it. They enjoy it. They, you know, they worship music there. So
that's what we're going to do. Oh, going to be so fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's going to be cool.
That sounds way more fun than my dinner play date. But, you know, when James is older, we'll go to Nashville.
Yeah, there you go.
So a listener, actually, I think he's more of like a YouTube on that side of stuff guy.
Okay,
a subscriber wrote you an email recently, just full of questions, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And making requests for additional YouTube videos on specific topics and just like some general IELTS worries that he has.
Yeah. And we love getting questions, guys. So if you have very specific IELTS questions, please don't hesitate to send them in to us. Send them to Lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we will get them on the show. If it's a good question,
totally.
Of course.
Yeah. Please don't write in and just say, help me improve my speaking.
Oh.
Don't say that. Like, we need specific things to help you with, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We get those emails every day too. And we don't like that kind of email.
No. So he had, a specific worry about reading, about the question type matching sentence halves. And I get this. This is not an easy question type. We follow the general strategies just like always, right? First, you're going to skim the passage to get the gist, to get the main idea. And the good thing about matching sentence halves is it's usually not the first group of questions, okay? The reason why this is important is because any matching questions, matching people, matching headings, matching sentence halves, these questions, they're never in order. These answers are not in order in the passage. So you need specific strategies to tackle these ones because they do take more time than the other questions, right? So we save time in the short answer, in the sentence completion. Mm. We save time there. And then the matching sentence halves, you're going to need a few extra seconds for this.
Yeah,
one.
That's why these strategies are so important because time is such a crucial thing on the reading test. Yes.
Yeah. And we know that our strategies work because We've seen so many nines in reading from the students in our course. I mean, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm just looking at Kendi from Brazil. You remember him? So he moved his reading score from an 8 to a 9. We had Rachel. She moved it from an 8.5 to a 9. We have a lot of nines in reading from the students in our course. Pretty awesome.
Tons of nines. Yeah. And it's, I mean, that like the whole half a band point. Full band point moving up, but there have been students who have never taken the test before, and they get a 9 in reading on their first go. So, it's amazing. So, anyway, so you're going to skim, you're going to do that first group of questions, and then you get to the matching sentence halves. Now, guys, even if this is the first group of questions, I would actually recommend skipping it because you need to be familiar with the passage before you tackle this question type because as I said, the answers aren't in order. So you don't want to scan the whole passage for every question, right? You need to have some idea of where information is so you don't have to scan too much. Like you have an idea of where to look before you start looking. So that's vital. So the way we do this is, when you look at the questions, you underline keywords in all the questions and the possible answers. You have to look at those sentence halves in the box, the answers. You have to underline keywords there as well because you have to know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So this is all just getting your brain warmed up, getting you ready to find the information, right? Being armed with all the tools you need. And then go back to the first question and scan for that. Again, they're not in order, so you have to start from the beginning of the passage and scan for every question. Unless you already are familiar, then you have a better idea of where to look and you don't have to waste as much time. Hello, guys. If you would like to learn all of the reading strategies, the simplest, most efficient, most effective strategies that have given nines to so many of our three key students, such as Kenji and Renata and Rachel and many more, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah. I mean, it's clear that you really need a strategy and a system to do this. You can't just do this willy-nilly. Otherwise, you'll get lost and you'll get stressed out and the time will run out.
Oh, man. I mean, in classes, I've seen students just spend so long on this question type. Oh. It's really hard. And I'd imagine, even for native speakers, this question type would be surprising. It wouldn't be easy for anyone.
Yeah. God, the reading test can be so intimidating if we don't have any tools, if we don't have anything to work with.
Oh, totally. Oh, completely. Yeah. So after you scan, you find the keyword from the question, read the whole sentence carefully, and then compare, right? So you can go back and forth a couple times between the passage and the question to make sure that your answer matches, but no more than a couple times back and forth. Don't second guess yourself. Once you have found the answer, once you've matched, write the answer and move on. This is also what, what wastes a lot of time for students is the second guessing. When I'm teaching students writing and we're doing test practice, I'm always having to watch them carefully and be like, nope, stop looking. Don't go back. Don't look again. Just write your answer. So I would listen to this episode a few times, guys, because you need to write down all of these steps, right? Take notes on this strategy. And you can also come back to our blog at IELTS.allearsenglish.com and search for episode 373. In the article for this, you will be able to read about this strategy.
Awesome. Love it. So important to talk about this reading strategy. And again, to have a system, to have a systematic way to do things, not just to go after it just randomly and try to figure it out. Because even a native speaker would struggle with this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. It's counterintuitive, yeah, the reading exam, right? Because it's not actually a reading exam. Like, I think a true reading exam would be more comprehension. Like, read this whole passage and then answer questions about the ideas. Like, that, yeah, to me is, right? Like a reading test.
Yep.
But this is not like that. You cannot read everything. So I think even for native speakers going into this, it would be challenging because it's not any sort of reading exam that they're accustomed to.
Yeah, love that. So important. And so this is a great question. Again, guys, if you have another question on any of the topics on the IELTS exam, go ahead and write into lindsay@allearsenglish.com and give us your question, because we like to base these episodes on specifically what you guys are struggling with.
Yeah, exactly. The more specific, the better. We are here for you guys. So they're really, as long as the question is specific, right? About a certain kind of question or a specific strategy, skill, even a vocabulary phrase that you're unsure of, there are no bad questions.
Exactly.
I mean, really.
That's right. You got it. You got it. And guys, if you want to be a part of the cool kids who are able to score an 8 or 9 on the reading test because they have the right strategies, you can go ahead and just make it easy on yourself and jump into our course at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. That would save a lot of time and would reduce a lot of stress for you, you know?
Yeah. And then you don't have to write Lindsay an email and wait who knows how long for an answer. You could just ask. And seriously, we get back to students usually the same day.
Yeah, like exactly.
98% of the time, the same day, you'll get your answer.
Yeah, and we're talking about in the Facebook group, right? So, Jessica, you're in there every day answering questions. Yep. People are kind of tagging you in almost every post, and you're in there. And you guys are our first priority right in there in that private Facebook group for students only. This particular question, I don't know. I think it came in about a week ago. This episode will be published 2 weeks from now. So that's a 3-week time before the student gets an answer. And there's never a guarantee that you'll get an answer, right? So if you really want your questions answered, your choice is to be in the course. The best choice is to be in the course. Yeah.
Yeah. Because so often we get emails from listeners or YouTube subscribers and they're like, my test is Saturday. You need to tell me this. And I'm like, well, you know, there's not much we could do.
No. Sorry, guys. You need to plan a bit better than that to get that target score. So, all right. Well, this has been good. Thanks to the student for the question. Thanks for covering this, Jessica. Good, important topic and good answer.
Awesome. Thank you. Good conversation.
Good one. Good one overall.
All right, Lindsay, I will see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.